Yeah. What up, guys? It's welcome to another episode of Dialogue Heavy with yours truly, Michael Anthony McMillan. So, as normal, everything that's written on here, whether it be short stories, screenplays, poems, and stuff like that, it's all been written by me. Okay, back. We are back for the second part of Love and Carcinoma. If you haven't listened to the first episode, you might want to go back and listen to it. It's about this young hermit crab, well, not so young, not so old either, 42-year-old David, a gentleman who's worked all his life and, you know, saved all his money and stuff like that, being under the cape of his parents. And they pass away, and now he's found out that he's about to pass away in literally 24 hours. And he's never been with a woman before. So he says, forget it. I'm about to go do this. I'm about to go do my thing out here and chill out and be with this lovely, beautiful young lady until I pass away. And so right now he's already been where we left off last time. He's already been inside of this place called the Bunny Ranch, which is an actual real place in Reno, Nevada, where, you know, prostitution is legal. He's seen all the beautiful women. He's going crazy and going apeshit because he's never seen anything like this before in his life. He finally found a girl that he thought was the baddest chick he'd ever seen on the planet. And luckily for him, she's willing to hang out with him. Now, the first half of this story wasn't so graphic, but the second half is very, 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 very graphic with sex and stuff like that. So I just wanted to give a disclaimer now and stuff with the curse words and sex and all that other stuff. I just, you know, if you guys didn't want to listen to that, that's okay. I have other stories that are not as bad, but if you do, let's go on with it. So without further ado, Love and Carcinoma Part 2. Now on the inside of Brianna's room, David looked around. It was awkwardly normal, with pictures of Brianna and what looked like her family and other of her friends on, and other pictures of her and her friends on a night out. David didn't know what to expect exactly, but it wasn't that. There was a desk with a laptop and posters of musicians and their concert tours. And David walked through the loving lobby first to get into this room. He would have sworn it was a teenage girl's bedroom. Please, said Brianna, as David continued to look over all her things. Make yourself comfortable. David nodded as Brianna left to another room while simultaneously wrapping her hair into a bun, her hips swaying side to side as she disappeared behind the door. Is this your family? David asked as he looked closer still at Brianna's pictures. Uh-huh, said Brianna. She stuck her head out of the doorway. I have two sisters and a knucklehead of a baby brother. David walked over to a big brown lazy boy that reminded him of home and sat down a little confused. Why the normalcy? Why not some themed room with a cave or a bar or something, David thought to himself. It felt like he just walked into a bedroom as a child. That's gross, David thought. Right then, Brianna walked out of the bathroom in a pair of pale blue sweatpants that were cut into shorts and a Reno University t-shirt. Not flattering at all, David thought to himself, and actually started to get a bit annoyed. First, the room made him feel like a pedophile. Then she came out of the bathroom with more clothes on than she had went in with. Damn it, David thought. Did I pick the wrong girl? David watched as Brianna walked to her desk and lit 3 scented candles and is immediately reminded of why he picked her in the first place. One side of Brianna's shirt was hung over, exposing her shoulder, and in the candlelight, the silhouette of her dark brown nipples can be barely seen. Already, David was as hard as a rock, seeing her little belly button and those tight sweat shorts that gently showed the imprint of her vagina. She had tattoos of what looked like to David like footprints on a map, trailing from her beautifully manicured toes up to where he was guessing her spot. Oh yeah, David thought. I am in the right room. Brianna turned around to see 100% lust in David's eyes. Oh, you like what you see, said Brianna. Yes, David said, damn near forgetting how to breathe. Brianna smiled, and there was a hint of naughty and shyness behind those dimples. Brianna then walked slowly to David, and David, taking it all in, looked up at her as she stood over him, her breast ever so close to his face. She smelled of lavender and other beautiful smells David couldn't wrap his head around. Brianna smiled down at David and pressed his head into her belly. David smiled like a dog would when you scratched it in the right spot, listening to her body breathe in and out slowly. David felt weirdly as though he was back in his mother's womb. He felt a sense of comfort and for a while forgot about the illness that would take his life soon. How does that feel, baby? Brianna said. Or her manicured fingers rummaging through David's hair. David rubbed his face side to side as slowly as possible, trying to feel every hair follicle on Brianna's body. So, how are you today? Great now, said David, all of a sudden feeling the nerves at a moment surging back into his body. How are you?
I'm great,
now that I'm here with you, says Brianna with a smile. David's heart started to race and he started to cough violently yet again. Are you okay? Brianna rubbed David's back with concern on her face. David just couldn't believe after all this time on this fucking planet that he was experiencing this kind of touch, this kind of feeling. He coughed even harder. Brianna concerned face turned to fear. Should I call an ambulance or something? David shakes his head no and started to recover from the sudden attack. Can I at least get you some water? Yeah, David said, catching his breath. Brianna ran into the next room and in seconds is back with a bottle of water. She handed it to him after opening it, and David took a sip, returning to normal, or whatever that meant. David took a napkin out of his pocket and wiped his mouth. Yep, you guessed it, even more blood than inside the bank. David looked up to see Brianna, who was a bit startled, but she tried her best to subdue it. Are you okay? Brianna asked, knowing deep down that her question was a rhetorical one. No, I'm gonna die soon, David replied. Brianna grinned, not believing for a second that David was telling the truth until the look on David's face told her otherwise. Wait, what? Said Brianna. I'm gonna die. Very, very soon, replied David. And it was my dying wish to feel love from a woman like you before I kicked the can. David looked pathetic and sad-eyed, wiping his mouth and rising from the floor. Brianna took a step back in shock. Well, I guess I fucked that up, David thought to himself. His dream definitely wouldn't come true now, because at the last moment of his life, just like any other in his life, he croaked and screwed it all up. She's gonna get him thrown the fuck out of here, and he would come up short yet again. Then David looked at Brianna, and a glimmer, just like earlier, flashed across her eyes, and David felt a jolt in his heart. What the hell was that? He thought. What happened to you? Brianna asked. I have level 4 lung cancer. Apparently, I lived with it for years. A mixture of pity and sadness was painted across Brianna's face now. Brianna again ran her fingers through David's hair with more pressure, this time making David close his eyes. David gripped onto Brianna's body, pulling her into him. The gravity of the situation overwhelmed him so. What's wrong? Brianna said while lifting his head and staring into his eyes. Nothing. It's just I've lived with this fucking thing for years now. Living in the hospital while my parents went through the same shit, and never once did I think to get myself checked out. I'm so fucking stupid. David looked down ashamed. Brianna smirked. Can I show you something? David looked up and shrugged his shoulders. Sure. Brianna left David sitting alone and walked to a nearby closet and grabbed her purse. While rummaging through the closet, David laid back, thinking how crazy the situation had been so far, thinking that he had had no excitement his whole 42 years of life, and now, in the last 24 hours, he found out he had cancer, he completely emptied out his bank account, and now he's at a brothel and is about to pay a beautiful woman to fuck him before he died. What a fucking day, he thought. Even in all his years on the job, David never really talked to anybody. His only relationships were with his parents. Occasionally, he nodded to nodded his head or waved at a coworker in passing, but still, he basically never had much interaction with anyone. And now, here, on the day of his death, he decided to spill the beans of his existence to a whore? Stupid. Rihanna returned, smiling. Only the type of joyous smile one can have if they'd won the lottery and showed David pictures of a little boy on a little blue bike with training wheels who gazed up at the camera with a huge smile that resembled the one on Brianna's face. I'll give you 3 guesses on who this young man is. David could clearly see the boy was related to Brianna, but decided to play along. Your baby brother? Nope. Brianna nodded. Your nephew? Nope. Brianna shook her head with a smile. David loved that smile and would be perfectly fine spending the rest of his short life staring at it until it all faded to black. One more chance, said Brianna. David looked up at the ceiling, then back to Brianna, who was looking at the picture and rubbing David's legs slowly. Wait, no. This couldn't be your son. Brianna bounced up and down, excited, like a child getting a new toy, or perhaps the way her son did when he received that shiny new blue bike. David couldn't help but to watch as Brianna's breast plopped up and down as she bounced. Her birthmark came in and out of focus. David shifted his legs away from her, away a little from Brianna, embarrassed of his erection. Oh, you got it, said Brianna. I thought you weren't, but you did. His name's Jaden. He's 5. Brianna looked down at the picture with great pride. This little guy drives me crazy. David looked from the picture to Brianna, and the resemblance was spot on, especially around the eyes and the cheeks. Really? How so? David asked, trying to distract Brianna away from his erection. He just has so much energy. I have to drink 10 cups of coffee to keep up with him all day. So where is he now? Said David. Well, with my mom at home. She helps me out with him. I make the money, and this little tyke helps her around the house. She is basically bedridden from obesity. Wow, really? Said David, thinking about having saw a few documentaries about obesity, but never quite feeling like it was all real. Uh-huh. Brianna got up and put the picture on the desk. David watched again as Brianna's hips swayed beautifully. How could a woman have such a beautiful body and was beyond him, and considering the fact that she had a child just made Brianna an anomaly in David's eyes. Brianna returned to bed with David and could now see the erection that David had been trying to hide. She smiled flattered, then sat on his lap. David's satisfaction monitor skyrocketed, and the friction and weight of Brianna's body almost made David climax. Brianna grinded on David, pretending not to know what was going on underneath his pants. Yeah, so my mom was violently depressed after my dad died. And on top of that, the burden to be the man and the woman of the house with bills and 3 monstrous teenagers was too much. And her vice was food, says David. David interrupted, being about a second and a half from coming in his pants. Uh-huh. She's sweet, though. My mother, she never took it out on us kids. She never let it affect us at all. Brianna leaned into David, putting her breast on his chest and speaking into his ear with her hot, sweet breath coursing down his neck. David? Brianna asked, biting her lip in seduction. David strained to keep his load inside of his pants. Yeah? Brianna breathed a hard breath into David's neck and then moaned, Can you put that big dick inside of me? Blast off. David managed to get out an inaudible sound of pleasure, then commenced to convulsions as if having a small panic attack or seizure. Brianna continued to ride David's lap and pulled her breast out, shoving a nipple into David's mouth, and he sucked hard. "Ouch," Brianna said with a sinister grin. "You like that, baby?" David looked up at Brianna, breast still in mouth like a baby. David managed to pull himself off after his orgasm ended. David's euphoric feeling was short-lived, and he started to cough violently again. Brianna, bare-breasted still, ran into the bathroom and returned with a towel. David, by now, was on the floor, dry-heaving. Brianna looked scared and started for the door when David came to... "No, don't," David said. "No, you need a doctor, David," Brianna retorted, terrified. "No, I'm okay. Just keep me up. Just help me up, please." Brianna reluctantly let go of the doorknob, then returned to David's side and helped lift him onto the bed, where she landed on top of him. Their heads butted together, and after rubbing her head in pain, the two laughed. "David, we need to call someone." "Who?" David said, looking into Brianna's eyes more comfortably now after having gone through a sexual and tragic experience with her. "I'm dead already, Brianna, and no one can do a thing about it. That's why I'm here." Brianna looked at David uncomfortably now. "So what am I supposed to do when you croak on me, huh? You think I could just work in this room after that?" David took a few breaths and without warning kissed Brianna. Brianna, shocked, looked at David with open eyes. And for whatever reason, she kissed him back passionately. "I want you to do me a favor," David said, as the two unlocked lips. "What?" says Brianna, smiling. "I want you to return my rental car to the dealership." Brianna looked into David's eyes, confused. "What?" "I want you to return my rental car. That's my last wish." Brianna, still confused, got up and walked over to her vanity and sat down, looking at David through the mirror. "Your dying wish is for me to return a rental car?" David nodded, and Brianna shook her head, not believing what he said. "Strangest request in history." Brianna turned around laughing. Then, after a few breaths, Brianna's smile turned seductive. David smiled, looking at Brianna. "Yep. You still haven't done what I asked you to do." Brianna looked down at David's groin and bit her lip the way she could, only the way that she could. The charcoal-sized lump was back in David's throat, and he tried all his might to swallow it down. David nodded yes, and Brianna nodded her head yes. "Would you take a shower with me?" Brianna asked. David's pants started to rise again as if on command. "I'll take that as a yes," Brianna said. "All right. Are you ready?" Brianna called from the restroom. "Just a minute," David replied as he garnered up the courage to take his clothes off in front of this woman for the first time since he's probably been potty trained. Well, actually, he did get pants one time in high school in front of his whole PE class at the pool. See, Jeremy Shaw, the class clown and resident asshole, took it upon himself to break up the monotony of lap swim one day, and when David reached the front of the line to jump into the pool, old Jeremy came from behind and pants David. The whole class, including Mrs. Winkler, the lesbian crew cut haircut wearing PE professor, was able to catch a glimpse of David's little flaccid penis. David was so embarrassed he tried to run into the locker room, and with his shorts still at his ankles, he fell to the floor, not before running into one of those big plastic gray garbage cans. David glanced back at the class before getting up and entering the locker room. All he could see is all his classmates laughing and pointing, girls and guys alike. Shit, even Mrs. Winkler cracked a smile before telling everyone to shut the hell up. David walked into the bathroom, still clothed. The steam stinged his eyes a little, and before long, Brianna peeked from behind the pink-rosed curtains that matched the floor mats all over that match the floor mats and all over and all overall, sorry guys, overall theme of the room. David, why do you still have your clothes on? David looked around, not wanting to admit that he was scared, but Brianna read his mind. David, I don't want to seem unkind, but in this line of work, I've seen them all. You don't have to be embarrassed. David looked at her a bit more reassured. I'm going to make love to you no matter what. David took his clothes off, one article at a time, while Brianna watched. David almost felt physical pain in the way of uneasiness, but finally, after a minute or so, managed to be as naked as he came into the world. Brianna looked down at David's privates, then back up to him. She then reached her hand out to help him into the shower. Now, is that so bad? Brianna asked. David didn't say anything, but he was instantly hit with the warmth of the water, which helped him relax. After a while, David looked at his prize, fully nude, fully formed sex machine, was standing in front of him, he thought. David couldn't believe how much more beautiful Brianna's body looked with the water ricocheting off it. Her skin glistened like patent leather, and from her hair down to her manicured feet, she was perfect in David's eyes. Her small, voluptuous breasts hung like beautiful fruit with light brown nipples, tips protruding with water trailing off the edge of them. She had a beautiful flat tummy with a slight pudginess to it, leading down to her curvaceous hips that were about as wide as a Cadillac seat, hefty enough to carry her ass, which might have been the eighth wonder of the world. Jesus, David thought. Please don't take me now. Let me bathe you. Turn around, Brianna said, as she grabbed the soap and rubbed David's back. Between the warmth of the water and the soap, the warmth of the water, the soap, and the woman's touch, David was in his own little version of heaven. Okay, baby, my turn, said Brianna. David turned around, and she handed him the soap. David couldn't budge. Her beauty had him in a state of paralysis. It's okay, David. I want you to, said Brianna. David started to rub Brianna's body, starting with her neck, then to her breast. The sensation of David's calloused hands to her nipples made Brianna close her eyes and let out a slight moan. David got turned on by turning Brianna on, and his penis reached Brianna's thigh. Brianna smiled while her eyes were still closed. David continued down Brianna's stomach, filling her belly button and onto the lovely small pouch that led to her vagina. David brought his hand back up to Brianna's stomach, frightened to what to do next. Then Brianna pressed his hand down with her own. Brianna then opened her eyes enough to see David, and David looked back. David could feel her hair now, and his middle finger felt the start of the separation of her vagina lips. Fuck, says Brianna, you feel so good, Brianna said, enjoying the moment. David was shocked and alarmed. He was actually pleasing a woman. What should I do next? David asked, feeling a sudden surge of power of being in control. Stay right there, Brianna moaned again and louder. Faster, Brianna panted as her body squirmed like a worm. David did as he had been commanded. Brianna put her hands up against the shower walls and her feet raised slightly from the shower floor as she let David take full control. David was wide awake, staring into Brianna's eyes, rubbing and rubbing, trying to get her to some destination that he'd never been before with a woman. Oh, David, please, more, more, says Brianna. David's arms started to burn, but watching her mouth gape open and as she enjoyed what was coming, David got through the pain. David! Again, David rubbed harder, faster, looking down at Brianna's vagina, then up at her breasts, glistening and bouncing with ferocity. I'm coming, Brianna yelled as she stared deep into David's eyes. David, frightened now, looked away until Brianna grabbed his face and forced him to look at her. Then after some panting breaths, she kissed David. Brianna was now moaning, kissing, and convulsing on David all at the same time. Brianna reached down to find David's penis as hard as a rock and started to stroke it. And now David was the one moaning. Brianna started kissing on David's neck and sucking and biting. I want to feel you, Brianna said in David's ear. Put it inside of me. David looked Brianna in the eyes, then looked down and watched as Brianna's hand guides himself inside of her. Oh, shit. David looks up at the ceiling, feeling the only kind of warmth that could come from the inside of a woman. The two grinded together as one, both moaning to high hell. "Yes, baby, yes," Brianna whispered into David's ear. David pumped with all he had. "I'm going to come again. Give it to me," Brianna said. "Ugh," David retorted, pumping, and Brianna looked for David's eyes, half surprised. Looked at David's eyes, half surprised herself that he, of all people, was making her feel like this. "You're deep. I'm going to come again. Oh, I'm going to come again." Both David and Brianna climaxed together, jerking and convulsing on each other until finally they laid still as the water continued pouring over the two of them. Brianna looked to David with a tired smile and kissed David, who barely had enough energy to purse his lips. Brianna shared the sentiment and laid her head on David's chest. After a while, Brianna walked out of the shower and wrapped her rose-colored robe around her waist, tying it tightly. "I have a confession to make, David." David coughed, hyperventilating. "That was my first time coming with a client." David looked in a haze, his eyes rolled back, and he coughed. Brianna wiped the foggy mirror with the arm of her robe and fixed her hair in a blurry reflection. "Swear to God in heaven, I've never felt a connection with anyone the way I did with you. Not even Jaden's father. I know that sounds cliche coming from a working girl, but I love how you made me feel in there." David struggled to breathe, reaching for the curtain as Brianna walked out of the bathroom to the hallway closet. She grabbed two white towels. Brianna smiled, thinking of her time with David, when she heard a loud thud. "David!" Brianna ran back into the bathroom, almost slipping, to find David lying on the bathroom floor, discolored. Instantly, she saw the floor mat pushed against the toilet and the blood on the corner of the sink that mirrored the mark on the side of David's head. "David!" Brianna screamed, turning him over to see his face. He looked like he'd been dead already, but there was a glimmer of a smile in his face. "Wake up!" Brianna screamed. "Wake up, David!" Brianna pounded David's chest. David was gone, but Brianna didn't want to accept it. "Wake up, you motherfucker!" Brianna said. Then she finally laid her head on David's chest after seeing the type of eyes that you see when the soul is no longer in the body. Brianna stood outside, nervous, smoking a cigarette with the other working girls when the coroner walked past with David's body inside of a large black garbage bag upon a gurney. A lady in a black pantsuit and a briefcase walked past everyone, then stopped and turned around. "Can I speak with Brianna Wishbone?" Brianna looked to hide, but was spotted and reluctantly walked down the ramp to the parking lot. "Miss Wishbone, is it?" The older lady looked at Brianna with a seriousness that scared her. "Brianna's fine," Brianna said, taking a drag from her cigarette. She flicked it after seeing how the smoke bothered the older lady. "Thank you. Well, you're free to go. The initial autopsy looks like blunt force trauma to the skull from David's fall exiting the shower area. Did you know Mr. Maripov had a health condition before today?" Brianna looked down immediately before shaking her head no. "Was he a client of yours before today?" Brianna shakes her head no again, looking towards Bobby, the manager, and the other concerned girls. "Well, Miss Wishbone, I'm sorry you had to see that today. But by the looks of it, he didn't have much time left anyways. Probably his dying wish to be with a beautiful woman, be with a woman as beautiful as yourself. Well, you try to take it easy, all right?" Brianna shook her head and watched as the coroner lady walked to the white van that had CORONER written on the side of it. The van drove off down the road and into the desert. The girls from inside ran to Brianna, wrapped their arms around her, and brought her inside. Back in the lobby area, the place was completely empty of men. All the girls, dressed in different bathing suits and Catwoman costumes, gathered around Brianna, who was still in shock. Bobby took the rear of all the girls coming in and locking the door behind them. The sound of the lock scared Brianna. "Are you okay?" The Asian girl in the Catholic Girl Scout, in the Catholic schoolgirl outfit, asked. Brianna, still with blood on herself, couldn't offer a response. Bobby pushed her way through the girls and finally reached Brianna. "Of course she's not okay. Now, Sherry," Bobby pointed towards the young lady in the American flag bathing suit, "get the cleaning service people on the phone and tell them that we need a crew over here to clean that room thoroughly." Bobby looked around at all the girls, who looked a bit startled. "As for the rest of you girls, if you don't want to work the rest of the day, I understand. I already called Frank on his flight and he's coming back as soon as possible." For whatever reason, a look of ease came across the faces of the girls, as if Frank's presence was going to erase the death of that back room that just happened in that back room. "Just call your clients if you have appointments and let them know." Bobby stood up and reached for Brianna. Brianna took her hand, and as they started to walk, to the office. All the girls stared at Brianna, who kept her head down. One of the girls, dressed in a cowgirl outfit and chaps with her ass cheeks hanging out, rubbed Brianna's back with a look of concern as she passed. Then, as Bobby and Brianna reached the office, Bobby turned around to the girls. "All right, ladies, back to work." Sherry opened the front door. Bobby and Brianna left into the office. Bobby was at her mini bar pouring scotch in two crystal glasses with engraved doves on them. Brianna sat in a chair close to the desk, looking just as spooked as she had earlier. Bobby sat down at her desk and passed a glass to Brianna. "Here you go, darling." Brianna smirked timidly and took the glass. "Now, first things first, how are you?" Bobby asked. Brianna looked down in a haze, watching the ice slowly melt in her glass. "Okay." Bobby stares. Okay. Bobby stares at Brianna, checking her demeanor. "Well," Bobby said, "I had a long talk with Frank, and we're going to let you have a long leave of absence, okay?" Brianna looked up and read Bobby's stoic face, then looked down at her glass. "You mean you're firing me?" "Well, that's not what I said," Bobby said. "Frank just thinks that whether your story is true or not, the ranch should distance themselves from this. This is a business at the end of the day, you know?" Brianna is astonished. "Whether my story is true?" "The coroner said my story matched the evidence of David's body." Brianna put the glass back on Bobby's desk. "This is bullshit. I have a family and a son to take care of. You think waitressing can pay the type of bills I have supporting a whole family with one income?" Bobby took a drink and walked back over to the bar to pour another. "Frank and I talked about that as well, and he's going to take care of you, okay?" Brianna stood up, frustrated. "What the fuck am I going to do now?" Bobby walked back to her desk and pulled out a previously filled out check and handed it to Brianna. Brianna took and looked at it. $5,000. "I make this in a week, Bobby. Are you fucking kidding me?" Bobby raised her glass to her mouth again. "I'm sorry, Brianna, but that's the boss's orders." Brianna looked furious and thought of ripping the check up and walking out. Did cross her mind, but so did Jaden and her mother. "Can I at least work at one of the other locations?" Bobby slowly buttons up her suit jacket and extends her hand to Brianna. "Goodbye, Brianna." Brianna looked surprised. She reached down past Bobby's hand to the glass of scotch, drinked it, then walked out of the office, leaving Bobby standing alone. Brianna walked out of the Bunny Ranch, freshly showered with all her bags. A fellow working girl and friend in sweatpants and a New England Patriots t-shirt helped her with all her things. "Bobby's such a bitch," she said, as the two walked down the ramp to David's car. Brianna hit the trunk button on David's keys and it popped open. "Yeah," Brianna said, "but, you know, in all honesty, I wanted to stop at some point soon anyway." Jaden is starting to ask questions. Brianna's friend put the last of Brianna's things in the trunk and closed it. I just didn't think it was going to be today. Brianna gave her friend a kiss and a hug. So what are you going to do now? Said her friend. I don't know, says Brianna. I saved up some money. I'll take a break and figure it out. Brianna's friend smirked, not knowing what Brianna meant by that. Well, I got an appointment at 4. I got to get ready for, so give me a call soon. All right? Brianna nodded yes. And you're really going to return this dude's car to the dealership? All the way to California? Brianna nodded again as she entered David's car. Last wish, says Brianna as she shrugged. You're crazy. See you when you get back. Brianna's friend walked back into the bunny ranch and Brianna pulled off. 8 weeks later, Brianna was at the toilet throwing up. She looked at herself in the mirror looking sickly. Brianna's bathroom mirrors the one from the bunny ranch with rose-colored bathroom curtains and mats. Brianna left the bathroom into the living room where her obese mother, dressed in a dingy white muumuu, is watching TV. Sitting in the lazy boy that you can tell she hasn't left in days. Hey, mama, said Brianna. You hungry yet? Yes, Brianna's mother said, not turning her head away from the television set. Brianna walked to the kitchen where cabinet doors were falling off the hinges and fast food containers overflowed the trash can. You sound sick, Brianna's mother told her. I'll be fine, Mom. You pregnant? Of course not, Mom. You'd have to have sex for that. Brianna's mother laughs at the TV screen. Maybe you got knocked up at work. Wouldn't that be shitty? Brianna pulled out a pan and put it on the stove, then opened the refrigerator and pulled out eggs and bacon. Brianna looked up and smirked at her mother's ridiculous comment. Boo-boo, come here, baby, Brianna said. Then a beautiful young boy ran out of the next room wearing all jean overalls and little workman boots. Jaden, Brianna said, can you do mommy a favor? Jaden nodded his head enthusiastically. That's my little man in the house. Okay, go to the garage and go into the refrigerator and grab mommy some butter so I can make you some pancakes, okay? Jaden nodded his head and ran off. Brianna watched Jaden as he ran to the door that led to the garage with a smile. Pregnant. Brianna murmured to herself, then laughed. Brianna had a flashback. Her encounter with David in the shower and their climax together. Then her eyes widened and she covered her mouth in shock. Oh, shit. Little Jaden opened the garage door, then reached up and turned on a light. There were boxes everywhere and an old bike in the corner. Jaden walked over to the refrigerator where an old workman's lunchbox cooler stood atop on the edge. As Jaden reached for the handle, he struggled to get it open. Jaden pulled with all his little might to open the fridge door, and as the cooler dangled over his head, the refrigerator shaked and shaked, and as the door opened, the cooler toppled over and fell from above and smashed to the ground. Brianna ran into the garage. Jaden! Brianna approached the refrigerator and on the other side, hoping to see that Jaden had not been hurt. When she reaches the other side, Jaden is playing in a pile of money. Brianna's face was in shock. Jaden, are you okay? Jaden shook his head yes while throwing money in the air. Brianna looked around on the floor to see David's cooler cracked open. Brianna covered her mouth in shock. The end. All right, guys, that is the end of our story with Love and Carcinoma. Finally got that done for you guys. It turned out, I said on the last one that it was 18 pages. It turned out to be 26 after me doing some editing and getting some things moved around and stuff. But I hope you liked the story. You know, like I said, it's kind of hard to remember where all these things actually stem from at the time. But like I said, I had always kind of thought about that whole Bunny Ranch situation. And thought about what I'd ever do if I ever went there and stuff like that. And I always wanted an experience where it was like a girlfriend experience. not like an experience where you just like some crazy weird thing, even though that's even, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about that for. But anyway, yeah, so that's it. That's David and Brianna's little course of hanging out with each other, making love to each other, him getting exactly what he wanted, dying in her arms, and then her being able to get out of that lifestyle, and now with David's money being able to live, and with the possibility of actually being pregnant, David's family line lives on. And the one time that he had his one shot, they say it only takes one, right? It only takes one time. He had his one shot at keeping the bloodline going, with him being the only kid and, you know, not having any family for years in this country. Now, you know, the life can live on. Jaden can have a little brother or sister. And I don't know. I just thought it was a fascinating kind of little tidbit to put in there. I didn't know about the pregnancy stuff because, you know, how, you know, if you use one of these places and stuff like that, of course, condoms are the biggest thing. But it's a story. So why not go with it and have some fun with it and see how it goes? You know what I mean? But anyway, I hope you guys liked the story. I really, really liked it. I like David, turning into a man all of a sudden right before he leaves the earth and stuff like that. And this, it also, you know, reflects on life and how, you know, any one of these days could be our last day. And we don't have the luxury like David to know if it's our last 24 hours and stuff. And he went and he took charge. He took some, you know, he had some courage. I mean, he didn't go and save the world in 24 hours, but, you know, he went and did what he wanted to do with his life after having a whole life of being a hermit. And I take that into my own life, trying to maximize it as much as I can every day. And some days I succeed and some days I'm horrible at it, but I do the best I can. And I'm sure you guys do too. So anyway, enough of talking you guys' ear off. The story is done. David's out of here. Brianna's moving on to a new life with a new baby and money to take care of her two kids and her mother. And she left the bunny ranch for good. So that is it. That is all. I will talk to you guys soon. Later. Holla. And let me know if you like it. If you like the story, you know, you can leave me a message on here, or you can leave me a message on Instagram at Michael.McMillan. That's at Michael.MCMILLON. And that's it. I will talk to you soon. Thank you guys for listening. And I will be getting on a new screenplay to read to you guys within a week or so. So I'll holla at you later. Peace. Bye.